Researchers at Bennington College have released the results of a community health questionnaire focused on reported illnesses possibly linked to the PFOA contamination crisis surrounding Bennington, Vermont, and nearby Hoosick Falls and Petersburg in New York. Respondents to the 10-question survey report 31 instances of kidney cancer, 11 instances of testicular cancer, and 231 instances of thyroid disease. Also reported, 35 counts of pregnancy-induced hypertension and 71 instances of ulcerative colitis. The details were presented to the Hoosick Falls Village Board Tuesday evening. Hoosick Falls Mayor Rob Allen shared his thoughts on the survey.
You know, it's very sad, and I wish I was a little bit more surprised about it, but I'm not. It matches what a lot of the data and research says on a national level about PFOA and PFOS contamination. I have gotten to talk with a lot of families and heard about what they've been through. So I wish I could say I was surprised. I was very glad for the work that they put into this, and I was very glad that a lot of people who felt like they didn't have a voice prior with the previous Department of Health's cancer cluster analysis, got a chance to be counted. So I'm glad that they were able to get this done. I was very glad to provide the Village Board meeting as one of the many venues for them to roll out the information. And, you know, as we've said before, we welcome any and all information and data because that's what's going to drive things moving forward.
Yeah, you just mentioned the cancer cluster investigation from the New York State Department of Health. That is, last year, the department found that there wasn't an increase, statistically significant increase in instances of cancers related to the PFOA exposure. Now with this data, is the village going to approach the state health department to take another look or to take a look at this data?
Well, I think that, you know, these are two separate analyses using different methodology, but it points to the same need. We have a community who has had to deal with this situation, and we have some very legitimate concerns moving forward. There's a lot of preventative things that can happen for us, and the fact that some people have to pay for that for a situation they didn't cause is deeply frustrating. So I think the need for medical monitoring hasn't changed. I think that it's even stronger than it was. I do have, as I did when the original study came out, had some questions about it because none of us really felt like it adequately captured the situation that we, on a day-to-day basis, talking to families and knowing people, have been dealing with. And I look forward to continuing to work with DOH and Dr. Bond and his group to see what else we can figure out.
You hope to see health monitoring for folks in Hoosick Falls who've been exposed to PFOA. Is that still part of negotiations with companies Saint-Gobain and Honeywell, or is that something that is being pursued separately?
I think the formula for that comes out of the C8 studies from DuPont in the Ohio Valley. And that medical monitoring scenario came out of the class action lawsuit, and it was part of the settlement that was driven by the lawsuit. So I think that that's something that's going to have to be pursued on the class action side of thing, which the village is not in. Those are individuals pursuing their own sets of damages from the companies. But regardless of how it gets there, there's no question it's needed.
What is the status with the village seeking future reimbursement costs? Recently, within the last year, there were some settlements, partial settlement agreements that did not rule out the village taking legal action if necessary. But where are we right now with respect to village finances on being reimbursed for costs associated with the PFOA issue?
We've gotten over the past couple partial settlement agreements a little bit over $500,000, and we still have all of our rights moving forward. That being said, we still want to make sure we have a full understanding of what has transpired. We just approved bringing in an expert to help us sort of, in a sense, it'll allow us to be prepared and pre-armed when we have our next discussions. There's still a lot that has to be discussed, and there's still a lot that the village needs to be made whole from. And we are pursuing ahead. I know it's a slow path, and I know that's frustrating for a lot of people, but so far it has worked. It's been successful. And I'm eager to see what happens next over the next couple months. We should know more.
And lastly, where are we right now with respect to finding a new water source? Any new information that has come from the state?
Not a lot has changed in the past month or two. They're still working on some things. DEC is hoping to have an update sometime in the, September, October range, with the intention of having the results of their report out in early 2019. And again, it's another thing where we want it now, but it's coming. And, you know, we're at a point now where our water has been non-detect for, I think, 2 years for these chemicals, and we're still dealing with the aftermath of the situation. And it's frustrating that we're inching closer, but we're inching closer to getting things figured out. The new water source will be coming. The second round of blood tests that will ideally confirm that our PFOA numbers are going down. That's going right now. I think 750 so far have requested their labs for that. The phase of concern about the imminent danger of contamination is long past us. It's now the long road to get things made right, not just for the village, but for individuals and for the region. And it's going to take a long time, but we're pursuing this vigilantly and making sure that we do this the right way.